Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And again, we're here to do healings with every one of you. And I'll just describe the way the healings work and give you a little introduction here for healings. So the light beams actually do the work for you. There's no processing like we have on Earth-based technologies here, which use the mind to help you do the processing. So the light beams actually come to you. They connect with you, we'll just say momentarily, get the frequency of your body, and then from there they pull up the database of your body from the light ship. And at that point they're able to work with the different energy bodies that we have that makes up the physical body. Like I mentioned before, we have, what you all know, we have a spiritual body, so that's on the light ship also, the blueprint for your own spirit that looks out of your eyes. And the physical body is made up of many, 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 many different type of energy life forms that are invisible. And one of those is the emotional body. And the emotional body is what probably causes the most problem with the physical body because it takes on the densities of trauma. And the reason why we have problems in our body is mainly because of the trauma that's held in the emotional body. But what happens is, since our body is made up of the genetics, the cell memory, the consciousness of our ancestors, this is what actually causes our body to have illnesses, because in this lifetime, we are bringing up the consciousness of our ancestors, their thoughts. Okay, remember, we have two energies, mind and spirit. And the mind energy is what we're working with, which creates the reality in our physical body. Without mind energy, if we had a physical body, the body would be perfect and live forever. This is why, if we look back in the past, people lived for a long time. And maybe hundreds and hundreds of years, where here we don't live that long because of all the densities. And it's not your fault. These densities are from your ancestors, and we're trying to clear them out. So your body in this lifetime, in order to give it longevity, will bring up issues to you. And these issues are what it's attempting to release. Unfortunately, most people are not connected to their spirit to really find out what the spirit is activating in the body and or what the body wishes to bring forward for a healing. So all of a sudden, we might see somebody, for instance, when we're 10 years of age, have a car accident. Maybe they have a broken shoulder from the car accident. So that kind of terrifies us. And maybe at the age of 20, we see one of our friends have a car accident, and the same problem exists. And we go, that's interesting. You know, we may not notice that, but you see another trauma in a similar location. And maybe you turn 25 years of age, and all of a sudden you say, gee, my left shoulder is kind of hurting. Well, your body was telling you that at the age of 10. This is what it wanted to work at, okay? And maybe all of a sudden you're playing sports, and maybe you tear your shoulder, maybe you tear a muscle, and now maybe you're at 28, 30, and maybe you hit 35 now, and all of a sudden a similar situation happens. Maybe you're up skiing on the mountainside, and all of a sudden you have an accident, and now your shoulder has a really big problem because you hit a tree with it. Maybe you broke some bones. Maybe you tore your whole shoulder joint apart or something. And so what happens is we get these subtle clues because the body's doing it gently to us, but we don't understand it. If we were astute enough spiritually, we could connect at age 10 and say, gee, I see this car accident. What's happening, you know? Your spirit would say, well, your body wants to work on this, and this is one of its, I'll use the word of New Age metaphysics here, one of your life lessons, okay? You probably have heard that before. And so then we get older, and maybe at the age of 45, you have now a tremendous arthritis in your shoulder. You can't move it. It hurts a lot. And now you come, we'll say to me, and you say, Ron, I need a healing in my shoulder because, you know, it has arthritis and it hurts when I move it. Well, what happened was you missed all the clues. And so now what happens is we have to go back in the healing. So what I first do with people, like I always like to do, is and what the light ship wants to do is your emotional healing. So this is going to release all these traumas out of you from your age 10 and whatever else situations happened to you outside of yourself that you saw, and also what your body was getting ready to set your body up for as far as an accident throughout your life until you come to age 45. So just strictly working on the age of 45, doing the clearing, because that's when it happened, is not what has to be done. We have to go back further and further in your patterning of energy in your body. And so once you clear out this lifetime's energy, this is what you're working with. And if there's situations that are more ingrained in your past genetic history, that has to be cleaned out also. So I'm trying to give you a little, for instance here, of why people don't always heal right off the bat with the healing sessions from anybody who does healing. And also what happens is sometimes a person may have the healing, and then all of a sudden maybe 2 years later it could come back again, and or maybe they get into an accident and hurt the same shoulder. Well, that's only because the energy was not released out of it. And at that point, the body says, well, they didn't get this lesson. They didn't understand it. Lesson, I don't want to use the word on. Experience is a much better situation. Or another way of saying it, the person did not understand they have blocked energy in this particular area, and it's still there. Now we have to work on it over again. We gave them a reprieve for 2 years, and that reprieve was supposed to be for them to change their consciousness, to move forward, to heal the past. So all the healings that you must do on yourself is designed strictly to go into the past of you. Remember, everything is past life. What happened to you a second ago is a past life to you. And all energies is stored with you in your energetic bodies that we cannot see, okay? And the life force energy that you have is working through these blockages, attempting to release the blockages also before it happens to you in the physical. And I'll go next into the different sample healings that I do for people. People have asked me, they said, gee, Ron, I really love your archives because these healings actually work. And they're kind of mind-boggled because they go, gee, how does this lightning become activated when I go into the archives? I look at it, and you start talking about it, and all of a sudden, yeah, there it is. It's active. Well, the lightnings are there to help you. And so they know as they connect with your spirit. Remember, if you had no spirit in your body, you would not probably have the light being activated, okay? Because it's divine looking at the divine. You are part of the divine and looking out of your eyes. And so the light beam does get activated this way. And they know what your conditions are. And so the healings will work to a certain extent. So I do sample healings. If you've been on the show many times, you know this. I may go back maybe 5 days up to now. I might go back a few years. And these are to give you an idea of what the light ship can do for you. These healings do work. They're almost complete during this process, and I need to kind of rephrase that. I normally say that these healings are about 80% correct, okay? So right away, there are people that I might be thinking, well, why should I bother with an 80% healing? Because your mind's going to say it's not a 100% healing, okay? Well, it is actually healed to the extent that the light beings can do it. So it is a 100% healing for those years. Remember, if you have energy that's blocking you, like I mentioned, at the age of 10, age of 15, you know, throughout your lifetime, the light beings have to go through your whole lifetime to eliminate the blockages that are in you so that you can have a 100% healing throughout your whole life. Just working on 1 year or a few years is not going to actually help you out, but it will take some of the pressure off you, because naturally we normally live, we live in the now, but we may bring forth situations, and some of these healings can give you just a wonderful relief, because maybe you had a situation a month ago or so, and all of a sudden it goes away from you. Well, that's great, but you still have blocked energy causing that, and so you must go back for your whole lifetime. This is why the light beings always start in the now. People ask me, they say, Ron, your healings are kind of strange. You know, why don't you go from the birth and go forward? Well, it's not, that isn't the way the light beings work, because they want to go from this current moment. This is where you are, and they go back in time. The same way with the different chakras. We go from the sixth on down to the first. People say, why don't you work with the seventh chakra? Well, the seventh chakra is not related to your physical body. It's just spiritual energy coming into you. So they're working with your body for ascension. Your spiritual energy coming into you normally is always correct. I won't say that it's 100%, but we'll just assume that it is. There are things that can interfere with that, but on a whole, it's working fine because you're not dead, okay? If the energy got cut off, you would not be here. So all the healings that I do for people are just strictly a kind of like a reprieve, and it allows you to sense and feel the energy. Now, if you resonate to something, or another way of saying it, if you had a healing either on the archives or in real time, and you go, wow, I felt a difference, that means that you need to have that body cleared. And that's kind of a must for you because you're feeling it. If you don't feel it, then you don't may not necessarily need it. But everybody does benefit by all the healings that I perform. There are people who don't feel anything, and they go, well, I don't know. I had this healing on the archive. I didn't feel anything. But yet they'll see their life changing anyway. So normally what happens is the proof's kind of in the pudding. A lot of the healings that I do with people who do understand it, what will happen is their friends will say to them within a month or two, and even going on the lightship healings that I have Monday and Friday and the special call tomorrow, which is 4 hours, if you go on a few of these or maybe go on the conference calls for a couple of months, the friends will say, gee, what happened to you? You look lighter. Your skin looks a little younger, and you have more energy. And you may not even notice that. Remember, most people do not understand their body energetics, but all your friends do. So if you're not aware of what's happening consciously, these things are always working when you go on to these healings because the light beings are helping you. So this is kind of what I'm talking about is, you know, everybody needs healings, and it's for the ascension process. And I had a question by someone who said, well, gee, Ron, what if I go on your archives, and I do like the emotional healing, you do it like maybe 5 years, and I go on it, and I'm 50 years of age, and I go on it for 10 times. Am I going to have a complete emotional healing throughout my whole life? Well, the answer is no. They're only working on your last 5 years, and your spirit knows what is happening, and it can't go into those areas. Remember, your spirit heals you, and so it's only there to help you for the time that I'm bringing the energy in. It's not going to go back any further. So this is kind of what I need to tell some of the people also, because I've had this question asked many times, thinking that people can go into the archives and have a complete healing of their sensory body and their emotional body and their mental body. So what I'm saying is that if you feel the energy working in your body when I do a healing, you need that healing. That's the number one thing. And we've had a lot of energies. I had a person comment about they went on to my one of my shows that I don't like to talk about too much, but it's a show where we did extraterrestrial energies. And I'm going to give you the dates on those. I don't recommend you doing research on the Internet to try to find out about these things. You might draw it to you that way. The light beings, when you work on these, are going to release them from you. Now, these are the energetic beings from the dark side, and I call them ET energies, dark side ET energies. These are all soulless beings, and so the show dates, which I'll give you, and what will happen is you may start to feel these energies leave you, and at that point, you know that you have a menu, and you should have a session with me to release more of them, and you're not really activating them because the show is bringing it forth for information for you. They're already with you. So the first date, if you choose to do this, and we did, I think, 26 clearings of extraterrestrial energies that are from the dark side, that date is 11/30/07. The next one is 12/7, December 7th, interesting. And the next show would be 1/30/08. So we got 12/30, 12/7, 11/30, 12/7, and 1/30. And they will help you clear out some of these energies that are there. But remember, you're just taking a few of these out of you, and you may have a wonderful success and relief from them. But we can have a lot of energies with us that we don't know about. Remember, all we can do is and know about what we see physically. So we're going to do first here is some entity work. So we're going to do first here is work on some entities that are with us. And the entities are earth-based entities, which I'll call emotional bodies of people who passed on. We'll make it very, very simple. And these energies attach to us through our traumas and pain, etc. And here we go. I'm going to start working with the ones on the bottom of your feet. I have to work a little quick here on the show. We're already about 15 after here. So here we go. Bottom of your feet. They're being released. I'm going to just do some real fast healing here. Normally I go much slower. So we're going from the feet, going up to the top of your head. These have been released instantly now, and they're gone. Okay? And now we're going into bringing in your spirit back to you, the parts that left from your body. And remember, when you're not home, who is? You'll hear the saying, lights on, nobody home. Well, that's true. If you look in someone's eyes and they're not very bright, you're less spirit energy. If you look scary or somebody looks, you look at somebody and you look in their eyes and they're all black, well, that person could be, in a sense, possessed, okay? They're not home. So here we go. You're coming back into your body. Your spirit's healed from the traumas. Here we go. Coming in. Counting to 10 to command the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And coming in some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Wonderful. So again, I want you to just to sit back and relax, feel your spirit energy, and connect to the divinity inside of you and your heart center. We're going to drop you down to your heart first, and we'll put some music on. Coming into your heart, and we'll do a chakra alignment. I'll do this real fast for you. Heart chakra aligned, throat, third eye, power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. And an opening for you. We'll do them all at once here. Spin, 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 open. There we go. I'm going to drop you into your heart center, and I'll do this a little bit slower here. Going down. Third eye is, we'll say, your forehead, in a sense, your awakening consciousness. And that's the 10th floor of the elevator. First floor is your heart. So here we go. 1, or dropping down, I mean 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, and I'll go really slow if you can feel the energy drop down. 10, 9, 8, dropping down. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, we're going to drop you down a little further. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now you're in your heart center. I just want you to connect with your spirit, get your guidance there. It's not outside of yourself. The divine is never outside of yourself. Your spirit is always connected to your heart. This is where you must go for guidance. Thank you. should be really nice in your heart center right now. And it should feel wonderful for you. You should feel your energy kind of flowing very nicely in your body. Your body should feel actually denser, a little heavier as you're more in your body. Remember, when you're out of your body, you're light. You know, they have studies on that, and when the spirit leaves, they can actually weigh the body and feel the difference. But your spirit needs to connect with all the densities and all these 108 energetic bodies that make up your physical awareness here needs to be healed and put back into spiritual balance in order to have the healings. So if one of these bodies are not completely healed, it's very hard for you to have a healing. And unfortunately, there are some dark practitioners out there that actually steal souls, and they can hide one of those bodies, one little piece of it, and put it into a dark universe where they come from. And you could never get a healing at all because these energies are there. So the dark practitioners who work with this dark side energy, because the dark side energy are actually in control of, say, this planet, for instance, here, what they know, that they already know where your bodies are. So you wonder, gee, how come these practitioners, and we're just talking to a person the other day here, and they said this one practitioner has made over $1 million in a few days doing healings. And that kind of like really shocked me, but that's what they do. And they can cord you, connect with you, take your energetic bodies, mesmerize you. And unfortunately, this is what happens to some of these dark side healers. Well, they're working with the dark side energy. The dark side knows where these energies are with you. So they can come right up to somebody who has a problem for a long time and just kind of talk behind the scenes and say, okay, dark side, where is this body that caused this person to have maybe a limp or a backache for their whole life? And they go, oh, it's right here. Okay, let's just free that spirit energy and bring it back to that person. And instantly they're healed. And this is how they work. The light has to actually go out and search in the dark side for the parts of you that have been taken, stolen, and then from there bring it back to you. So this is kind of what happens. And a lot of people give away their free will, and this is what this whole show is about, is to always go inside of yourself to your spirit to see if the practitioner that you're going to is okay. Is it in the light? Your spirit definitely knows 100%. But most people, as I watch them go into the expos, they go from booth to booth and take whatever's free and get more messed up through each practitioner. I'll use the word 90-day wonders who just came out with the degree on their wall in their house because they paid a couple thousand dollars for a few attunements. Who knows where they got them from, but I won't go into that. And all of a sudden, they're more messed up and their eyes are really glossed over. Maybe when they came in, they were pretty bright, but when they left the expos, you know, they're really messed up, and the ego really wants to understand and know a lot about this, but it doesn't, you know, the mind will keep searching forever. If you give your mind something to do, it'll be on that track until you die. And the best thing to do is to go to your spirit first before you buy this particular pendant, before you buy this book on healing, before you do anything with anybody. Always go inside of yourself. This is the basic teachings of Jesus. He knew about the negative extraterrestrials. He knew about the dark side. He knew all about these things. And so he's telling people, don't go outside of yourself. Don't pray to idols. The idols are the gods from the ETs. The churches that we have here, those are these ET gods. They're not the divine. They're not the creation lightship that created you. They don't need your prayers. You know, your spirit is the divine. And this is why these teachings are just so simple. And why they're brought forth now is because you need nothing outside of yourself, just your spirit, to get your own guidance. And that's all that you need. You do need to clean yourself out, unfortunately, because we're so dense now with the mind control and the densities that were put inside of us by these dark side beings. But basically, all your information is with you. And what I tell people to do, you know, the people call me and they say, Ron, I want to get a healing. And I normally always suggest, well, what did your spirit say? Or what I'll tell them is, well, if you felt the energy on the healings, on maybe on the BBS radio show or wherever you heard me at an expo, if you felt the energy, then yes, you do need it. You know, so if you're a feeling person, then, you know, and it changed your life because the healing worked, then yes, you do need to have that healing. And it goes back much more than what we did during that show or during the sample healings, because that's just the tip of the iceberg. And you want to get yourself cleaned out so that energy body is resonating with your spirit energy. And this is kind of the whole process now. We have a dense energy body because you did not ascend with your physical body, and the spirit energy was with you for, 4,000 years now. So I'll just talk about that so you can get a kind of a grasp on it. When Jesus came to do his teachings, what happened first is that Buddha came about 600 years before to kind of prime the people there, to wake them up, to tell them, hey, you people are dealing with situations from the past, from your ancestors and genetic cell memory. He didn't use those terms, but we have the word of karma, okay? And that your life is controlled by your karma, which is genetic cell memory. So stuff's happening to you because of this karma. And what you want to do now is to clean that out, and then before you have a child, you want to clean it out and then have a child so that it's cleaner than you are, this individual being. And then pass that information on to them in the spiritual teachings. And maybe you're going through in that 600 years, maybe we'll just say 10 different generations, okay? And at that point, after 10 generations, that person would be well on their way to healing. Maybe they're going to be 98% healed from their emotional traumas, because each lifetime, that spiritual information was supposed to be passed on to them, so they'd be healed. So Jesus would come here to do the ascension 600 years later, and he'd say, wow, this is great. You guys really worked on yourself nicely, and all you have to do is clean up a little bit of your genetic cell memory from this lifetime, and you're going to all ascend. Well, that teaching never got disseminated properly, okay? Or if it did, it was only to a few people. So what happened was, the Earth Spirit, during the universal shift, and we can call that, if you wish, the 2012 shift now, that date is not in stone, okay? The light shift has not determined a date yet. But the prophecies are, we'll say, 2012, okay? So what happened was, the Earth Spirit said, gee, if I do the ascension and I leave 3D reality, which means that I'm taking my spirit energy off this planet. Remember, it energized the planet with their spiritual energy, the same way your body is energized by your own spirit. So the Earth Spirit is connected to you energetically. It's giving you its own bodily life force energy. Okay? Your spirit's also bringing the energy from the divine. So you have two energy sources. And so the reason probably why you feel, I'll use the word grounded to the earth, okay, is because your body is made up of the earth frequencies of the Earth Spirit. Now, the Earth Spirit said, when Jesus came for the ascension time, it said, man, he didn't reach enough people. And if I do the ascension and leave the spiritual blueprint behind, and some other spirit takes it on, it'll have a different resonant frequency, and everything on this planet that was, say, human will be dying, okay? It can't live in this energy of someone else, because it doesn't resonate. So the Earth Spirit decided to come on and do an extra 2,000-year cycle on your behalf, okay? And by doing so, it decided to go through this the trauma and drama, the life experience of itself over again in the same dense energy. Well, this time, the Earth Spirit is getting out of here. It's been there, done that. And it said, I'll give these people 2,000 years to work on themselves so that they can do the ascension with me. And the Earth Spirit is going to eighth-dimensional reality. It's no longer going to 3D or 4D, what people talk about, 5D. It is leaving into eighth-dimensional reality. It has already created its spiritual blueprint, which it will energize after the universal shift. And all of a sudden, bingo, it'll create and have a creation instantly, because it's already there, become into manifestation in eighth-dimensional reality. Now, since you resonate with the Earth Spirit, okay, it's given you the opportunity, if you choose to take your body with you to eighth-dimensional reality. This is the ascension process. But it's saying, gee, you couldn't do it last 2,000 cycles. Can you do it this time? And naturally, we have more density in us than we had when Jesus walked the earth because of the mind control here and the dark side's teachings. and more recently, the last 100 years, the New Age metaphysical teachings to really sidetrack you, teaching you that God is outside of yourself and other things. And so what you have now is people who are really searching. They feel the energy, but they don't know what to do, and they go to any practitioner hoping that this is going to be the right person for them. And a lot of these people are planted here and or controlled by the dark side. Not knowing it, they may look like wonderful people on the surface. They may smile nicely at you. Might be a really great-looking guy, real handsome. Might be a beautiful-looking lady. And naturally, opposite sex are attracted to those type of people. And all of a sudden you go, man, this person is the it. They can do this here, and I feel some energy happening. Well, did you check with your spirit first? Most people will say, well, of course not. I bought this pendant, and it looked good to me, and the guy next to me was mine, so I bought one too. So we're like sheep. But unless you check with your spirit, you're not going to know the validity of who this practitioner is and if they're working for the dark side or not. So I always talk about this because I'm here to help you connect with your divinity of who you are for the ascension. And what you have to do is always connect to yourself. Before you ask anything outside of yourself, ask your spirit first. And the more that you do this, the more you're connected to yourself, like we did earlier, dropping that elevator down, your awakening consciousness, one of those energy bodies, which is your mental body, into your heart. That's a way to begin this. I'd recommend doing this exercise continuously so that you can drop down instantly, probably within a couple of minutes, if not a couple of seconds. It depends on everybody. Everybody's a little different in what they do and how their body works, but you want to always connect. Don't go inside of your head. And what the light shift did around the first of December, the light shift said, you know, there's too much false teachings here on this planet. Too many people are relying upon the spiritual hierarchy that was being transmitted here from the light ship going into the Galactic Federation, our space brothers, which are mainly dark side people, because they're not holding light energy 100%. So these masters were not holding light energy 100%, which in turn is giving you false teachings. And too many people are relying upon these energies to get their guidance, not going within. So the light ship said, well, we're going to just pull the plug, basically. We're bringing all these divine beings back to the light ship. And now it's up to each individual person on this planet to connect to the divine beings in their heart center. And this is the whole process now. It's all inward. Nothing's going to go outside of yourself. But there are still dark energies out there. There's still the dark side that mimics the light and looks like the light, and it's like 99.9% a clone of the light. This is why you must go inside. And the dark side can still bring in Jesus, you know, from their artificial intelligent bodies, we'll say, or they can replicate it, but it's not going to be the whole truth that you actually need. Your spirit knows that. Your spirit can say, ah, I see that 0.1% there. That's not Jesus, okay? Your mind's going to go, wow, it looks like Jesus. You know, it feels like it, you know? So your heart is your only true guidance that you're ever going to have, and your spirit can put the red flags up for you. Your mind will never do that because the mind is too mind-controlled by these off-planet beings that are projecting down to us mind control. So anyway, I'm going to put some music on here. You can go inside now and connect with yourself. And I want you all to do that if you can. I'm going to drop you down again. Here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. And stay in your heart center. Ask for guidance. Ask your spirit what you need to know. It knows. It knows all of your answers. Pose a question, and if you can't hear it, say, man, turn the volume up. Communicate with me in a way that I need to know. Maybe you can't get the guidance right now, coming through, say, your ears or your inner voice, okay? then say, okay, I want to see it in newsprint. I want to hear it in a song on the radio, but I need it brought to me. And then put a time on it. Say, okay, we're in time here. You're not, but I want you to bring me, reveal me this information within 1 day or 1 hour, okay? And it will do all that it can do to help you out. Here about, I guess, how can your spirit become wounded? The only way it can become wounded is when you take your consciousness, okay, your mind, and you project a thought out which your spirit resonates with, okay, because remember, your spirit resonates, it's here to create things, okay? So when you have a thought, your spirit, it's like having a horse, okay, and you say, okay, horse, run over here, you know, a mile and come back, okay? So your spirit hops on the horse, and it goes there because your conscious mind is projecting the energy of your spirit with it. So I hope that kind of makes sense to you. So that's like what's happening. It's going for a ride with you because it's there to protect you. Well, if you get involved with some kind of occult healings or dark energies or anything like that, your spirit then can go into dark universes and get trapped. And that's how your spirit gets wounded. It also gets wounded by carrying too much of your genetic cell memory, like I've mentioned before in the past. Your spirit is a representation 100% of you. If you have a stomach ache right now, it has a stomach ache. It has, a cut. If you have a cut on your arm, it has a cut on its arm, and it has to heal that, okay? If you don't heal your spirit, then it takes much longer for you to heal. But most of the problems that we have about wounded spirits is not necessarily from the emotional body, which imprints it in this lifetime. It's the fact that your consciousness, your thoughts, okay, which is the dark side, okay, the dark side is how you think, okay, it's not the divine energy. And your thoughts corrupt your spirit, okay? Your spirit is only here to protect your body and to help you. And it goes along for the ride, attempting to protect you wherever you're going, okay? And so you must realize that you should not align yourself with practitioners that are not in the light. And the only way you're going to know 100% is to go inside of yourself to check that. I do a lot of healing with people who have unfortunately been attached to the dark side. Maybe they did an oath. Maybe they belong to some organization. And also maybe it came across the TV as you're watching a TV program, you know, of the dark side. What was one of those shows? I don't know if they dealt with this or not, but Tales of the Dark Side. I'm not saying that it was or not, but, you know, what a name for a show, you know. Where's Tales of the Light, you know? So we kind of deal in the dark energy here. And people like to watch it because they just get fascinated by it. They're fascinated by dark energy. If you look now at the bookstores, there's a lot of books on Wicca, different types of magic. Where's their light magic, you know? Most of it is the dark stuff that people do. They do spells and curses and sacrifice animals, and I don't want to become too negative here, but why are they doing that? Once you align yourself with that energy, it's a two-way street, and you can get hooked up. Maybe you did it 20 years ago. You are still hooked up to that energy, okay? Even though you don't do it any longer, you only dabbled for 1 week in it, you are still hooked up. Your spirit is there. Maybe they captured part of your spirit. So I'm going to go on now with what happens at the ascension time, okay? At the ascension time, when the creation light ship turns off the complete universe so it can regain its light frequencies, it has to go out and look for you. So it'll get the parts of you that are left in your body. For most people, we'll say it's 20%. And that means that their physical body will not be able to be energized again at the next cycle. So the blueprint of your body now is no longer in existence. There's no spirit in your body of the blueprint to activate it. So all of a sudden, you're now put on maybe in a database on the light ship, okay? And then they take your 20%. Now, what happened to the other 80%? Where is that? Well, the light ship has to now go out and attempt to find you. Are you in the light universe someplace? Well, it could be. Maybe you're on some planet having a martini, you know, and you're over there, which is wonderful, okay? Well, maybe you dealt with and dove into some dark arts. Maybe some dark practitioner connected you to the dark side, okay? You don't know that. It seemed fine for you to go out and do a spell on somebody. Maybe you thought it was great. Maybe you saw somebody, you know, being hurt by this. Maybe you enjoyed it, you know, at some age that you were. Maybe you asked to go to a practitioner and they said, okay, I can do a spell on you to bring an abundance into your life, you know, we'll put some hexes on people around you, etc. And he said, yeah, I need some abundance. Go ahead. Here's my $500. Do it for, you know, a couple of weeks. Well, that connected you energetically to that practitioner. And from there, that practitioner is hooked up to the dark side. Remember, the light only works in the now, okay? It doesn't use mind energy to control anything. And now you're working with the mind energy of the dark side and the dark side universe. And, man, there's tons of it out there. That's all these energy pools that people tap into. Whenever you think of something, good or bad, it goes to an energy pool in human race consciousness. This is how people are able to do spells themselves by just being ignorant, not even knowing anything. You get a book, you open the page up, you maybe go inside and you say, I want to find a spell on bringing a man into my life or a woman into my life. And you look down the index and lo and behold, chapter 20 has that. And it says maybe 5 steps to do this. And you just follow these steps ignorantly. And remember, that book now is connected to the dark side, and as soon as you tap into that, you're plugged in. So what I'm telling you is, you know, how do you, the original question was, how do you get tapped into the dark side in a sense? How does your spirit get wounded? Yep, it's your own consciousness doing it for you. So you must always try to stay in the light. And if you feel that's happened to you, I do special sessions to release people out of this, okay? It may be a simple one, it may not be, I don't know. But the light ship can help you, and then you start getting more of your spirit back to you. So the whole thing is on the sessions that I do for people, there's not one simple answer. I do like an emotional healing. That covers quite a bit of the energy with you that you're dealing with traumas and things in this lifetime, okay? It's not 100% always effective because some people may have more traumas than others, but it's a very good umbrella for a lot of types of healings, okay? And then from there, you might have a problem with fear or anxiety. Well, that could be another type of session. Remember, it's what you're dealing with. And not everybody needs everything that I do, but they're all very helpful because we all sort of resonate to similar things. But the most important session that I can do for all of you is get your emotional years done. Someone on the fast chat here said, can I have like a relationship healing from 5 years ago? Well, that means that this person, I'm not picking on them, but this person probably has had a relationship problem from 5 years ago to now because it's not healed, okay? So just by healing the one 5 years ago, what's going to happen to the people that this person was in relationship to a week ago? It's still a relationship, okay? So if she's carrying or he's carrying that energy throughout that five-year time frame that's imprinted onto their life causing these problems. Well, naturally, it happened more than 5 years ago because it surfaced, okay? So everything is the past. Everything is past life. So in order to have a more complete healing, you need to have that issue dealt with going back to your conception in this lifetime. And then you have a much better chance of having a healing. You're just picking one particular date and time. Everything is intermingled from year to year. Different circumstances trigger different things. And, you know, it's kind of like spilling a glass of water. It goes everywhere. This doesn't stay in one little place like the size of the cup. So you need to have healings done throughout your whole lifetime. This is the way the light ship works. They start from this point in time, and they go back to the beginning of your conception. And that normally will take care of what you're dealing with in this lifetime that has surfaced up to now. Remember, you're dealing with traumas typically. The good things are fine, but people always complain about things that are happening to them. So I'm going to put the music on again. You can contemplate on what I talked about here, and I'm going to read the fast chat here to see what we need to cover next year with people. And I'm going to bring in some nice grace energy right now so you can experience that. So here comes the grace energy from the light ship. If you're on the website or the BBS site or the Blog Talk Radio site, you can just tune into the light being and or the light ship insignia. And here comes this wonderful energy. So here it comes. Stronger. This is the grace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful healing now. This is about, in a sense, how maybe you betrayed your spirit by going to these dark side practitioners, maybe unknowing to you. They may have looked wonderful, great, performed wonderful miracles, but now you realize that, boy, I made a mistake. So here we go. We're going to take away this energy from you and also your spirit. So I'm going to go back 10 years in time. And the light ship light beings are going to do this. If you wish to tune in and watch the energy change on these light beings, they're going to come to you right now and do this healing for you. So here we go. 10 years ago, and we use the chakras again. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 9 years ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 8 years ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 7 years ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 6 years ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 5 years ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Oh, that was 3. 2. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And we're going to do 1 year ago, then I'll go month by month. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, here we go. 12 months ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 11 months ago, this is going to take away your anxieties, et cetera, here of betrayal of your spirit. 11 months ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 10 months ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 9 months ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 8 months ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 7 months ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 6 months ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 5 months ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4 months ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 months ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 months ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 1 month ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And from there to now in the present. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, wonderful. You should feel your heart opening up now. I'm having a special conference call this coming Tuesday for people. And it's at 5:30. If you wish to come on and maybe talk about your healings that you've had on the light ship, you can, or even ask questions. I'd rather have it geared for people who have had healing so they can educate other people on what it was like for them. And the phone number, if you're ready to write here, and I'll say it again at the very end here, but it's 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 5303. This will be next Tuesday at 5:30 my time, Pacific Standard Time. So again, the number is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 5303. And just come on that if you wish. I'll be there. You can ask questions about the light ship. We're having the 4-hour special ascension call tomorrow at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. If you wish to get on that, you can. You can just put a check in the mail for me. Give me a jingle on the phone or connect with me on the email. And if you wish to be on our email list, go to the very bottom of the BBS site or to the website, creationlightship.com, and type in your email address, and you will get back to yourself a confirmation, which will allow it to go onto our email link. So I guess I'll just say blessings to all of you. And hope this process today kind of educated you a little bit. Remember, you have to really work hard to stay in the light because there's so much temptation out there right now at the time of ascension, at the ending times. And unfortunately, there's way too many dark practitioners out there. And this is why I tell you to always go to your heart center. This is why we drop you down in the show each time. So if you've been on the show maybe for a few months, you probably do it automatically now, and this has helped you. But this is all that I can tell you to do to help yourself. And then from there, as you connect with your heart, you're going to want to bring your heart center up. And your heart will actually grow, get larger and larger. And eventually you will be walking with your heart energy in your whole body. Or another way of saying it, your spirit that will be, you know, in your heart center will fully start to inhabit your body. But you have to always connect. And You must release the density because your spirit cannot and will not come into emotional trauma. This is your genetic cell memory that Buddha talked about, okay? To get it out of your body for the ascension. And so everything back then was, true. And what was true also was Jesus came to teach ascension, and that's what he did. He showed people that he could ascend, and the ones that were able to be his followers who had enough insight to get out of the mind control that was being transmitted here at the time actually did the ascension too, but there wasn't enough people really ascending, so the earth spirit decided to do another 2,000-year cycle. And this time it is not. It's has chosen to leave, and hopefully you all can go with it. If you don't go with it, if you're not able to go into your body 100% with your spirit, which is what you were when you were born, okay, then at that point your body will no longer be in existence, and your spirit will move on in consciousness and be released from this prison planet, and from there you can go on and have a wonderful life with no more forced reincarnations. Remember, reincarnation is a dark side scheme to hold you here. It's not spiritual at all. It's just the dark side mind energy holding you here. So I wish to say blessings to all of you. And we are going to now have a show tomorrow, which will go to the light ship. And so tomorrow is like Saturday Night Live on the light ship. So tune in tomorrow, and we'll be up on the ship doing healing. So blessings to all of you, and good night.